the other sod, the acoustic sod, lives. And it's a real pleasure. We'll get to know both of the folks who are here with us throughout the hour here. In fact, one of them is singing on one song, but you'll get to know her, Molly, in a little bit. But right now, let me welcome to SLB and to you, Chet Vincent.
I was born in Pittsburgh, born there and raised. And in Pittsburgh, I thought I'd live out my days. Till one morning, I woke to a sky colored gray. And a current that come to take me away. Roll on, Ohio, where your waters flow to the great Mississippi, Gulf of Mexico. Roll on, Ohio, I'm leaving home. I'll follow you ever, wherever. Well, the miles are hard and the current moves slow. Through misty farmland and cities that glow. Through a crooked old forest and a vast gentle plain. To an endless black ocean where all sorrows drain. Roll on, Ohio, where your waters flow to the great Mississippi, Gulf of Mexico. Roll on, Ohio, I'm leaving home. I'll follow you ever, wherever. Now sometimes I'm lonesome, and sometimes I'm cold. And sometimes I think I'm getting too old. But this current I'm caught in, it rambles one way. And I won't be tomorrow what I am today. So roll on, Ohio, where your waters flow to the great Mississippi, Gulf of Mexico. Roll on, Ohio, I'm leaving home. I'll follow you ever, wherever.
Chet Vincent, that was nice. Is that yours?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Where in Pittsburgh were you born?
Well, I was born in Squirrel Hill, but I didn't live there very long. And now I live in Lawrenceville.
And school here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Public?
No, I went to Shadyside. My dad was a teacher there. So.
Excellent. Well, you, I really like that song, and you know, I joked a little bit as you came in. There's a lot I want to ask you, but I'm not going to ask you yet because I'd rather ask when we're talking on the air. You're new to me. I haven't had a chance to hear you play before today, but I knew you'd be good based on the way you were described to me. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing, I guess, since I was 16. I've been playing guitar, so that would be 11 years now.
When did you start writing songs?
Almost right away.
Yeah, I could tell. Was that song older or?
This one's pretty new, actually. I wrote it in the fall for an acoustic tour a solo tour I went on in January that kind of followed the Ohio River, and I was thinking about, you know, the idea of leaving home and trying to find something out there.
It's a nice song. How did that go, the tour?
The tour went pretty well. You know, for it was the longest tour I'd ever been on. It was 2 weeks. And part of it was with Molly, and then the second half was all by myself, so that was interesting.
It takes a lot of courage, well, gumption to do that, I guess, maybe more than courage too, but just a lot of discipline, you know, to mm-hmm. go through to get as many gigs as you can into that period and to try to orchestrate them the way that you want to. You know, I hate to bring comparisons and things. I really try hard not to, but I'm just curious because as you were singing, you immediately reminded me a little bit of Phil Oakes. I don't know if you know Phil mm-hmm. Oakes's music.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope you would. And a little bit of Woody Guthrie based primarily on the song, but also, and I guess by that I mean you really seem to like to just sing out and sing with your mm-hmm. heart. It's really apparent. And I don't know if that's true. I think it's true. But can you talk about that a little bit?
I hope so. The Woody Guthrie thing's interesting because that song is actually inspired and based upon a Woody Guthrie song. He has one called Roll on Columbia.
Yeah, yeah.
And that song is about the river powering the Midwest. And I was, you know, like drawing from that to talk about how the Ohio River, you know, metaphorically, is powering, you know, the, you know, my, you know, career, you know, or whatever that is.
Well, sure.
You know, journey, travel.
I caught that too. It did not at all seem like a rip of that song or anything, but mm. I caught the similarity. And, you know, he was commissioned to do that song.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a paid commercial, basically.
Yeah. They just like let him go out there and live out there and hang out with the river.
Yeah, and Bonneville Power paid him to write that song. And we think all this stuff is new, you know, product placement or commercial music, but that allowed Woody to live for a little bit. What do you think when you were 16, you really got that urge to just like, I got things I want to say or got things I want to share?
Yeah,
or...
yeah, it was right away. I mean, even before I could play all the chords, I was thinking about songwriting and trying. You know, it took a long time. I couldn't do it, you know, for many years.
Yeah, it always seems easier to you do it yourself. This is Chet Vincent. We'll get to know more of him as time rolls on. Why don't we have you do another song? What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a song called All for Lonely. This song I play with the rock band I'm in, called The Big Bend. And this is the acoustic version of this song. They sound a little different. So don't doctor gives her pills, but she puts them with her jewelry in a trunk down below her bunk. They're all for lonely. No cigarettes on the bus. Driver says to hold my breath for a while and try to count every mile. They're all for lonely. So much behind, a winter coat and gloves, and even once my shoe. What else could I do? I live for.
That's Chet Vincent at the Saturday Light Brigade, and the Big Bend, I'm glad you mentioned that, thebigbend.net is the way that you can get at Chet's music. That's his band that he plays in, and he's got some acoustic discs there as well as from the band at the Big Bend. .net. From what I could tell, I don't think you have anything coming up show-wise, or maybe it's just the website. Is there anything coming up?
It's just the website, I think. Yeah, we've got, well, Molly today will be playing at the Arts Festival.
Oh, terrific.
So if you're down there, you'll see her play at 1:30. The band will be playing June 9th at Howler's in Bloomfield, and that'll be our last show for a little while.
Excellent. Not excellent that it's your last show, but excellent that you'll...
Oh, not forever, just for a little while. We're going to take a break to try and record again.
Very good. In terms of writing, do you find yourself writing a lot? Because you really strike me as somebody that wants to craft songs pretty carefully. Do you end up... I guess I'm curious what the process is for you when the mood strikes, or are you working at it?
It's a lot of it's when the mood strikes. You know, if something hits me as seems like a good idea, or you know, a phrase or something comes along, and I can tell it's going to be, you know, I'm able to work with that. But yeah, it tends to come in waves.
Do you ever fear that you'll lose what you thought of? And what do you do to keep that from happening?
And I have lost things, actually, yeah. I mean, I have my phone. You can sing things in that or write phrases down. And, you know, sometimes that's a good litmus test because if you can't work on it right away and you come back to it later, sometimes it sounds dumb. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of good. But, yeah, you know, just it comes in waves and it's unpredictable.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. And I think everybody's, you know, had to deal with that. You think of a really great idea in the middle of the night, you write it down, and then when you wake up, you just see something that looks like, you know, a cardiac monitor or something, and you can't interpret anything that you wrote. And, you know, what was that, and how great was it? Or you read what you wrote down in the middle of the night, and like, the burlap rabbit. Huh? You know, or something. What was I thinking?
Is that a personal experience?
No, I just picked two random words. But actually, you know, the burlap rabbit, maybe
not
that's
too bad.
No. Happens to me a lot. Where are we again? Chet Vincent is here, the Saturday Light Brigade. And what do you want to do next?
I'm actually going to do a song that is a year old today. Last year, on this day, there was a shooting in Arizona, and I wrote a song about that.
I saw that on your website, actually, as I was looking at the album. Mm-hmm. This is Five Dead in Yuma?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm glad you're going to play it, because I was looking for the lyrics. And I don't know if they were on the website, and I clearly can't pay that much attention to it while we're talking, but that song really had my curiosity.
So this song kind of compares that relatively unknown event with the more, you know, well-publicized one that happened last January. And it's kind of, you know, it'll be interesting, I think, to play it 1 year later.
Okay, and the January?
Well, that was the Gabriel Giffords.
Ah, okay. Yeah, thank you.
In Tucson. On the 2nd of June, 2011, five poor souls were gunned down in Yuma under the hot desert sun. All five died alone, their future unspoken, their names never known. And the headlines, they said, simply five people dead. Of nobody famous, so nothing more said. Even the killer, just a sickly old man with blood on his mind and a gun in his hand. Not 5 months before, in a murderous rage, Jared Lee, he shocked the whole nation. Full up with anger, he dueled with the world, took aim at 18 grown-ups and one little girl. And when he was finished, six people were slain. Gabriel Giffords lay bleeding, shot through the brain, and the country did gasp with horror and tears at the senseless bloodshed, the worst of our fears. For a week, every flag remained only half raised. Gifford's courage was triumphed, her strength it was praised. As for Jared Lee, well, his sick, twisted smirk was broadcast into our homes and the places we worked. And they pointed their fingers with no sense of shame, saying TV, Washington, guns were to blame. Ah, but under these grandstands, the answer is plain that was simply insane. No outpouring of grief, no president's speech for the five people gunned down in Yuma. And later that week, they were laid in the ground. That's how five people die and not make a sound.
That's Chet Vincent. Thanks for playing that. That's a another, I guess, intuition when I mentioned somebody like Phil Oakes singing the headlines, or in that case, the barely a headline. And you do think about that. No disrespect intent to Gabrielle Gifford, but one, you know, prominently discussed, and the other one kind of a blip. It's one thing I've always thought about, and I'd love to do the analysis of this sometime. For a while, it seemed like if it happened in Atlanta, it was national news. That's where CNN is headquartered. And missing children or large fires or things that I just can't imagine. While important, I just can't imagine being national news, but I think it's because CNN didn't have anything else to do. So all of a sudden, these would become national news stories. And it's good to pay attention. What's next for you, Chet? What would you like to?
I think I'm gonna have Molly Alphabet sing her song.
We're gonna put Molly to work, and we're gonna
lighten the mood up a little.
Before you sing, we'll just get to know you a little bit more. And you're Molly Alphabet, huh?
I am. Yeah. It turns out, for as good as Chet is at writing folk songs, he's at least as good at writing country songs. So I'm the vessel for his country music.
Very nice. Are you from
a female perspective? He's got a little June Carter in there. I'm from Lawrenceville originally, and that's where I live now.
Excellent. I see one of a Lawrenceville native. There aren't, you know, there's a lot of non-Lawrenceville natives these days, right? You grow up in Lawrenceville?
She's the real deal.
I did, yeah. My parents and grandparents all grew up in
Lawrenceville.
Okay,
so did you go to Arsenal, or where did you go to school?
I went to St. John Newman, which was a Catholic school that we had there until a few years ago.
Okay.
And then I got to go to Shadyside Academy for high school, and that's where I met Chet.
Oh, it's a story. I think Andy's going to make a quick microphone adjustment for you, and there we go. Just sing into that can like a country, you know, singer.
My best.
Well, that's great. What's this song called?
This song's called "Let's Make Love with the Lights On."
Let's make love. Oh, no, did you? Not this is a. I've heard. Maybe I haven't heard this song, but we'll see.
Could have seen it on YouTube video. It's got a lot of hits.
You know what? I think actually I encountered this one looking at your website. Yeah. Maybe. So here again, Chet and Molly this time.
For goodness sakes, I hope we survive this wild ride. You don't have to say my name, just touch my lips and ease the pain, then pick me up and carry me inside. We can stay awake till dawn. Let's make love with the lights on. There is a passion lost with age, a truth forgotten by the sage. I hope I never count the years. They say sometimes the night moves fast, life's best moments never last. I won't be crippled by my fears. You don't have to stay here long. Let's make love with the lights on. I wanna feel your fire burning. Now I wanna look you in the eye. Now I wanna know you're really loving me. Even if it's just for one night, let's make love with the lights on. All right. time goes by, the planets drift across the sky, and what we are, no one really knows. And I don't know who or what to blame. Tomorrow it won't be the same, but I guess that's just the way it goes. As soon as it begins, it's gone. Let's make love with the lights on. Well, I wanna feel your fire burning. Now I wanna look you in the eye. Now I wanna know you're really loving me. Even if it's just for one night, let's make love with the lights on. Let's make love with the lights on.
Hitbound in Nashville, right? Molly Alphabet and Chet Vincent. And Molly, do you play out on your own at all? Or
I do, yeah. It's a relatively new thing. Chet had all these country songs with not a great outlet for them, and we've been together for almost 10 years, and just over the past 4 months, he's gotten me out on stage. So,
well, good for you. That's great. It's been good to have both of you here today. So Howlers is the 9th?
Saturday the 9th.
The 9th. So look for the Big Bend and look for Molly at 1:30?
Yes, at the Arts Festival.
Arts Festival. Mm-hmm. On your own or with Chet? Or
just the two of us, but we're going to focus on my songs this time.
Well, how nice. So watch for Molly Alphabet at the Arts Festival. Which area will you be in?
Acoustic Cafe has a stage specifically for acoustic sets in Gateway Center there, where okay. The booths are.
Excellent. So look for Molly there. What would you, first of all, is there anything you wanted to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask you or that you didn't say?
No, I think we've covered all of it.
Okay. We'll dissect you more the next time, and I hope there will be one.
That'd be great.
I want to say thank you very much for being here. What would you like to close up with?
I'm going to finish with a song from my band's recent album called Dead Kings. And it's about loosely about the neighborhood that I live in, Lawrenceville, but a lot about other stuff too.
Okay. We'll find out as we listen. What a concept. Here's Chet Vincent.
She grew up on the railroad tracks that ran right through her yard, and watched her daddy hang out back fixing up his cars. And she grew up watching pickpocket types hide out in the street, and the hot concrete burned her feet and left scars all down her knees. And she will talk of every brick as if it were made of honey. She will walk the streets and live out the stories she's been told. She will pick through rubble that means much more to her than gold. And it's hard. Of only 300,000 or more, someone could care for every crack in a sidewalk, broken window, or splintered door. Even Robinson Crusoe watched his green sea turn to red. It's always the poor old drunk that gets tossed beneath the tread. Skeleton machines that tear whole towns to wrecks. leaving only a compass to guide us or the rope to wring our necks. But let them talk all they want about their wedding bands. When it's dark, they slip them off their crooked cheating hands. Hide them deep inside the pockets of their jeans. And it's hard to imagine quarters at the bottom of a well, or the ringing of a forgotten chained up chapel.
Chet Vincent, thank you for being here. And thank you to Molly for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Along with us today. It's now 5 minutes before noon.